Some days, we are always rushing from moment to moment, checking off our to-do list, reading updates on our phone while we sit at a traffic light, trying to parent and cook at once, stacking up doctor's appointments one after the other, flipping channels from program to program. Some days, some years, trying to get somewhere. Thich Nhat Hanh says, home is the way. It is in you. Jesus, whom Christians around the world are preparing with quietness and prayer, at least that's how Advent is supposed to be, went around telling people revolutionary news. The kingdom of God is in you. It's in you. Home is the way. Slow me down, Lord. Slow me down. Help me be in this moment. Help me be present, attentive, aware, alive to the moment happening right now. And we know it, don't we? We know that deliberate action is better than frantic activity. We know that we must breathe between the notes. We know that burnout serves no one. But it's hard. And that instruction, be present to the present moment, can seem so abstract. So I want to share with you this morning some vignettes, some moments from this weekend. Things I've seen, what I'm noticing. Maybe you noticed them too. Target, Saturday morning. 2 weeks to Christmas and a few hours before the rumored snowstorm. The place is packed. Every clerk is working and the lines could be much worse, but the aisles are full of red shopping carts. People of every age and families and solo shoppers. Some are buying presents, some groceries, many both. One shopper in particular is in a hurry. They're itching to get around the corner near the yogurt and frozen vegetables, but there's no room. Someone is restocking the shelves and another is choosing their items very deliberately and the carts are in the way. They say, excuse me, and the shopper turns startled, oh, so sorry. And they move their cart and they smile. Busy day, she says. Our busy shopper takes a breath. A busy day it is indeed. And maybe a little slack is okay. The smile was friendly and human. What difference will 30 seconds make anyway? It's hard to remember sometimes, but smiles work wonders. Across town, an older man is cooking up a storm. The extended family is large and everyone has Christmas plans, so on this day they will gather for their annual early holiday party, and George is famous for his dishes. He's got a pie in the oven, a stew in the crock pot, a chili on the stove, and the jello mold is setting in the fridge. But he has a moment of panic. The chili powder. Did he put it in the chili? Or did he accidentally put it in the stew? The shaker is sitting there on the counter like a silent temptation. Did I already use you or did I not already use you? He can't remember. Does he put some more in the chili just in case? And he thinks, slow down. Not so fast. The crock pot keeps warming. The jello will set. Slow down. It'll be ready when it's ready. Meanwhile, the preacher sitting at his desk composing words for the next day looks up from the screen and to stare out the window and notices the snow has started to fall. Thousands, soon to be millions, billions, trillions of little bits of fluff coming to rest on bare branches to cover unraked leaves. The river flows by under the bridge, which in turn carries the car to their many places. To home? Where is our true home? In this moment, in this place. Traveling westbound, a car goes by with a Christmas tree atop. A minute later, another car going eastbound carries its own tree. To be decorated, hung, perhaps, with ornaments made a generation ago by children now grown, and with their children's crafts made just this week. They hang on branches next to each other. And those decorating are left to wonder about the passage of time, the mystery of love, and how, unless we breathe and see and feel, it might all just flow by. Maybe we are not preparing for some future moment. Maybe this is the moment. Earlier that day, someone took their dog for a walk. Someone else read a book and got lost in the sound of silence. Lovers stayed in bed. A child daydreamed. And someone put on their favorite holiday music one more time and sang along and did nothing else. It's not easy to hear that voice still and small, deep inside all, in the noise of our culture, the busyness of our lives, the turmoil of the world. It's not easy. And it isn't always sunshine and roses either. When we come into the presence of the present moment, we might feel all those things we've been holding at bay. Terror, pain, grief, confusion, sorrow. Even good things can be overwhelming. Wonder, awe, love, connection to another, to the holy. It can be too much. Easier to distract ourselves, make plans for the next appointment, turn on the TV, refresh our feed. The story of human history is full of temptations to look away. These temptations, power, comfort, control, are offered to Jesus and offered to Buddha and to us all. To look away, to turn away, to close our hearts, to think there is somewhere else we must go, something else we must do, when the place we need to be is the place we are. And the thing we need to do is the thing we are doing. Home is the way. Meanwhile, in multiple homes across the Rock River Valley, citizens read the news and despair. Each outrage seems worse than the last. Interference by hostile power, incompetence, racism and sexism, and more than anything, exploitive capitalism, exploitation of the labor of the poor, and the resources of the earth for the sake of corporate wealth and private gain. Everywhere you look, another plutocrat. And with each outrageous story comes a plea to action. Sign this petition to the Electoral College. Demand a congressional investigation. Send money for a recount. Oh, wait, here's another petition. In one of these homes, someone pushes themselves away from the computer. They take a deep breath. So much frantic action. But what will work? What's the strategy? Are the petitions and the share this meme, if you agree, post the outrages of the moment, are they wonder, a kind of Pavlovian politics? Press this lever, get candy, think you've made a difference. Repeat, repeat, repeat. But meanwhile, the gears of the machine keep churning up lives. Maybe all those sites care more about clicks than about justice. Maybe they wonder, the thing to do in this moment is breathe. Pray, prepare, gather allies, renew relationships, research, create some good habits. Maybe there is no way to justice. Maybe justice is the way. Maybe there is no way to democracy. Maybe democracy is the way. Maybe there is no way to inclusion. Inclusion is the way. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Not merely, as Dr. King said, a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. So they breathe, and they wait. Stop pressing the lever. There will come a time to act. They will be ready. Elsewhere, a small group of people gather in an upper room above a restaurant, maybe for yoga. The snow falls outside, but the heat is on inside. They sit and recite their vows, giving thanks for this practice, and they say, Om. Sound the universe makes itself. They stand tall as a tree and move with deliberate speed from pose to pose. A few doors down, an artist delicately traces a line, the edge of a woman's cheek, perhaps, or maybe it's the curve of a frozen pond. They have just begun, and what seemed right in this moment was this very particular curve. Michelangelo said the sculpture was already in the marble, he just had to carve away the extra parts. The art is in the paper, and the artist just needs to find it. That happens with attention. In another home, a child sits with a pile of Legos, putting them together, totally absorbed into their work at that moment. A spaceship, a treehouse, an elephant barn, only time will tell. For now, the task is to put that red piece on top of this yellow piece. That's it. Slow me down, Lord. I've mentioned the Advent practice, preparation, prayer, contemplation. Advent is supposed to be quiet and contemplative, all the things the pre-holiday season usually isn't. A time to light a candle, sit in darkness, and open your heart. One Advent prayer by Father Austin Fleming reads in part, "Teach us to look for you in places we would not expect to find you. Teach us to find you in places so well known to us that we now fail to see you there." Advent is about opening, finding the stillness within that we might hear that voice still and small. And every spiritual tradition of the world calls us to this kind of intentionality, every one. When we think of stillness and meditation, we often think of Buddhism, and of course the Buddha taught that stillness, inward peace, was the essential work. His disciples sit, back straight, you can try it if you like, back straight, fingers together like this, thumb on the forefinger, and breathe in, and breathe out, and notice. Notice the thought that crosses your mind. Say, hello, thought. Keep breathing. Don't try to get to nirvana. Don't try to get to peace. Just breathe. Just notice. There is no way home. Home is the way. Christians mark Advent. Buddhists breathe. Taoists practice doing by not doing, what is called weiwei, non-action. Not passivity, but deep responsiveness. To align yourself with the Tao, the way of the holy, the way of the universe, and to be with that flow. River of peace, flow through me. Not frantic, not grasping for power or for easy answers, but stripping away distraction, being here now. 5 times every day, Muslims stop whatever they're doing, whether that's working or learning or walking or cooking or shopping, and they stop and they locate themselves in the world. Where am I right now? That's a powerful question. They get close to the ground and enact in their bodies a surrender to God. Stop. Locate yourself. Surrender. The Islamic mystics, the Sufis, go further, to lose yourself in the love of God in unity with all that is, to twirl and spin in a dance of life itself, and to be nowhere else because you are connected to all that is. You are everywhere. Around the world this weekend, people in their many faiths stopped. They were present. They said a prayer when the sun rose. They went down to the river, waded in the water, and sang praise. They held hands around the table and gave thanks. They listened to the old story. Even though the elder had told it so many times they knew it by heart, they listened with reverence. They stood and recited the blessings of the Lord while they lit the Shabbat candle. They clapped three times to invoke Kami and the blessings of the ancestors. They chanted the sacred words and then were still in the dark. There is no faith tradition that does not teach its followers to stop, to be aware, to cultivate stillness and intentionality, to unplug, to take Sabbath, to rest, to awaken your senses and aliven your heart. There is no faith tradition that does not teach this. That might be worth paying attention to. Just maybe. Meanwhile, in concrete and wood and glass rooms, people sit in chairs and listen. They breathe. Some minds wander. Some are focused on the moment. They notice each other, the friends and strangers. They rise to sing songs familiar and new. They listen and they speak. Perhaps a flame dances. Perhaps the snow continues to fall. Meanwhile, the world goes on. In the sounds of the world, there is silence. In the heart of the busy day, there are smiles and moments of grace. The hands of lovers are intertwined. Children give hugs, laugh, run away, come back again. The steam from the tea rises slowly, and you watch it twirl. Meanwhile, the world goes on. The wild geese high in the clear blue air are heading home again. The world, says Mary Oliver, offers itself to your imagination, calls to you, like the wild geese, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Breathe, back straight, fingers together. Let every heart prepare a room. People get ready. Breathe. Be present to this present moment. Be still in this stillness. Be alive in this wonder. Be peace in this world. Be home. Be home. There is no way. Home is the way. Peace is the way. Love is the way. I invite you to rise in body or spirit. 350.